The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, this is Radio City Talk. We've had 24 hours to digest the news about Steven Gerrard. Hung up the boots, of course he has. What happens next for him? Let's have a chat with correspondent with joe.co.uk, Tony Barrett. Morning to you, Tony.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, well, first thoughts about him deciding to sort of retire from playing. I think, you know, we had him on the Legends a few weeks ago, and he was still in a little bit of a state of thinking, you know, that it would be hard to separate himself from the dressing room and, you know, the day-to-day routine of being a player. When do you think he actually made the final decision that that was it for him?
I think it's like with a lot of the top players, it's that slide towards and those acknowledgements along the way that this might be the last season, that you're not really looking for a club beyond the one you're at, and all those kind of things. And Stephen, when he was at home last Christmas, sat down with the national press at the time, and he said that this was likely to be his last season. So there is no surprise involved. And I know he spoke and he said there was a couple of games of late in MLS where he didn't feel he was playing as he would want to. And I think to Stephen, being the kind of player he is, he would be honest about that, as the admission suggests. But that would also have hurt him. I think if you haven't been a great player, you can carry on playing for as long as you like. But I think when you've been a great player who scale the heights of European football, I think when your power start diminishing, I think that would hurt you more than most. So I think he's going out the right time. I don't think there's anything to be gained by carrying on. He's achieved pretty much everything he would have wanted to. When you go back, he's a young lad growing up in height. And you would have said to him, this will be your career, and you get to your mid-30s, you will have had a couple of years in the USA, and then that'll be the time to do everything else. I think he would have signed up there and then, as would every young boy in the city. So he's had the career of his dreams in almost every respect. So I think it's the right time for him to go out, and it's the right time for him to start looking at doing something else in football.
He's been the ultimate role model for youngsters across this city, hasn't he? I mean, we can talk about world football, but I think let's be selfish as Liverpool fans and people in Liverpool and Merseyside. He has really lived the dream, and we've all watched and loved, and, you know, even not Liverpool fans, football fans have just had to admire this man.
Well, that's it for me. I mean, for me, it comes from that great tradition of Liverpool street footballers, and I think like Wayne Rooney, Jamie Carragher, Peter Reid. There's so many of them who you know, if they're not playing for Liverpool or Everton, that they would be playing for someone in the Saturday or Sunday league, given absolutely everything. But the difference with these fellas is they were blessed with the kind of ability that allowed them to pretty much conquer the world. And as you say, footballers don't have to be role models, but some of them become it because of the way they play, because of the way they conduct themselves on and off the pitch. And Steven Gerrard has fallen into that category, not just for a few years, but pretty much the entirety of his career. And it's kids throughout the city who look up to him and aspire to him and want to be like him. And that, for me, is the greatest thing of all. And you can go on about trophies and winning this on and winning that on it, but if at the end of your career you've had a generation, and maybe more than one generation, of kids who want to be you, who want to do what you've done, I think then you can look back on your career and say, I've done something really special there. And Steven Gerrard definitely falls into that category.
There's this wall that sort of shrouds Premier League footballers now, isn't it? And people sort of make believe what goes on in their lives and what sort of personalities they are. We've been really lucky in our sort of football journalistic careers have intertwined, in the sense that we've been around Steven for a certain amount of time. And the interesting thing with him is the personality that you see behind the scenes with Steven Gerrard. The most sort of humble guy, the most, you know, very intelligent guy as well.
No, he's very bright. But the other thing about him that always strikes me is that if you do see him out and about in town or whatever, he's with the same circle of friends that he's been with for most of his career. He stayed true to his roots in that respect, and a lot of his mates are lads who he grew up around in Heighton, or he went to school with a Cardinal Heenan. Him being true to himself. There's obviously the celeb side of thing that goes with football, top level football, and like every footballer, Steve will be involved in that.
But he doesn't enjoy it, does he?
No, well, he tries to shy away from it. If truth be told, he would rather not be involved. But when it comes down to it, his mates are his mates. The people of a similar background to him, the people who he trusts, and they trust him like any other mate. And I think that's been important, and his family as well. That's been very important to him, his dad and his brother. Watched pretty much all his games, and he would say himself, they've helped keep him grounded. And it's just that thing for me of, it is a working class hero. It is that someone who's gone on to achieve things that the rest couldn't dream of, but he still remained part of the things that he sprung from. And that to me, again, I keep saying the same thing about trophies and honours. You come out at the end of your career, and the people who know you best can say that you've been true to yourself. That's a huge achievement again.
So the indication from himself is almost that coaching is the avenue for him now. That's what we seem to be. That's what seems to be being fed to us at the moment, isn't it? He had a little conversation with MK Dons. If it's not going to be them, is Liverpool the most likely option for some sort of role around the academy?
It's certainly an option that's been explored. We know there's been contact between Stephen and Liverpool, and whether it's formal or not, pretty irrelevant. Stephen has spoken to Liverpool, and roles will have been discussed. The difficulty is whether there's a role in the first team setup, because Klopp has his own people. And to disrupt that, I mean, everyone would look at that and wonder whether that's the right thing. Steve himself might look at that and wonder that, but Liverpool would hope to find a role that would suit him. How that works, we don't know. He's Steven Gerrard, so you will have England. Gareth Southgate will be looking at this and thinking, I need someone who's a link between the dressing room and myself. Obviously, you've seen the recent problems with the players and off the field, and maybe you will think, well, I'm a little bit detached from that now. Do I need someone who can go in that dressing room, who commands respect within the dressing room in a way that I don't? So I think there's any number of avenues, and there will be other clubs you look at and think, yeah, he could be the one. For us, I just hope that whatever decision he does take, that he gets it right first time, because if you get it wrong first time when you are a big name and you're going into your first job in coaching or management, if you get it wrong, it's very difficult then to see where you go, what's your next move. So the hope is that he'll get it right and the right opportunity will come up, because the big thing for me is, from speaking to people who share the dressing room with Steve, is how much he has to offer. He's the player, probably more than any other in my experience, covering football in this part of the world. Apart from El Hadji Diouf, I can't think of anyone else who's got a bad word to say about him. And if El Hadji Diouf doesn't think you're the best, that probably is a bigger character test for me than the people who think he's great. So, and you go through Merseyside football, and there's some great characters, some great personalities, but there's always that thing, football's competitive, the dressing room's a competitive environment, people don't always get on. But if you speak to the people who share the dressing room with Stephen, almost to a man, they'll tell you what an influential figure he's been, how he's led by example, and how they've been prepared to follow him. And when you've got those kind of qualities, you need to have a career in football. You can't be lost to the game. And I know there's the likes of Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher, who've gone into media and do it really well. But I think we're losing too many good people from football. And I think if Stephen doesn't find the right role and ends up in the media or doing whatever, I think that would be just as big a loss as the others.
I mean, you raise a really good point about where you start within the managerial ladder as well, don't you? And we've been through this golden generation, and we, you know, the likes of Carragher or Rio Ferdinand or, you know, many others haven't ended up in those managerial jobs. We saw Gary Neville sort of fall flat on his face and vow never to do it again. Where should you start if you're a Steven Gerrard?
Well, it's difficult because you've got this career as a player, you know, a great career, and again, a career at the end, you play so much, most of your peers, but you haven't got anything as a manager. So you're going into it as a bit of an unknown quantity as a manager. People can talk about your character, about your experience, about your coaching badges, about your ability to play, about your leadership qualities, but until you actually get in there and do the job, you never know. I mean, Bobby Charlton failed as a manager, and Bobby Charlton, arguably, like Stephen, one of the greatest English players of all time. It didn't for him. There's other examples who it has worked for, of course. So you don't know until you get in there and do it. And I thought MK Dons would have been the wrong job for Stephen. It just looked a hard forgotten for him. It looked like the kind of job where you could stabilise that club, you could get them mid-table, and that may be the best they can possibly achieve with the resources at their disposal. And you would still be people would still say, well, Steven Gerrard hasn't done that much there. I don't know what you would have to achieve at a club like MK Dons for it for you to be deemed a success as Steven Gerrard. So I think he has to look at a more stable club, a club that's probably more ambitious, a club that's higher up the food chain. And those clubs will come along. But the problem is, when you have had the clear, he's had the media scrutiny that will come with it, will make it more difficult again.
So he's written his own playing chapter. Will we be talking about Gerrard having written a managerial chapter in 15, 20 years' time?
I don't know, but I hope so. It's so difficult to call. People, I've had conversations with so many in football, and they always say that it's the ones you least expect who go on and become the great managers. If you look at the ones who are doing particularly well at the moment, Jürgen Klopp, no great playing career. Jose Mourinho, no great playing career. Brad Benitez, who we know from Merseyside, no great playing career. But then you do have your Antonio Conte. You have your Ronald Koeman at Everton. Pep Jones, of course. So there's no rhyme or reason often to it. And people who everyone thinks will be nailed on great manager, it doesn't work out that way. And others just rise through the ranks. But Steven would have a lot of qualities that you'd want in a manager. He understands top-level football, which is always a head start, and I think that's always an underrated quality. He commands respect. He's worked with some of the great managers and learned from them. So he's got a lot going for him, but it is that thing where until you get in there and try it, we won't know one way or the other. But fingers crossed for him. I think on Mays' side and probably beyond, there'll be a lot of goodwill for him.
Yeah, let's hope it works. Your finest Gerrard moment on the pitch, is it an obvious one or not?
It's a different one. It's a different one. Everyone know the Istanbul goal, the Olympiacos goal, the West Ham goal. Everyone will see. You can go through them, and there's a top 10 of Gerrard goals that you can debate all day long. For me, it was as a youngster when he came on the Merseyside derby, and he cleared two off the line. And he must be 18 at the time.
He looked a little terror.
Liverpool win the game 3-2, and for me, he encapsulated then what a Merseyside derby means, what playing football for your boyhood club means, and that is what it's all about. He could have gone on and achieved nothing in the game. Obviously, we know what he's achieved. But that, to me, if you were to show a young lad who's playing football now, this is what football in this area means, this is what playing for your club means, that would be the moment that I would show any young lad, because that passion, that desire not to lose, and that desperation to win and to stop a goal at all costs, that is what marks out players. That is what makes the difference. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have that desperation, that desire, your talent mightn't be worth what it should be. And that, to me, is what Steven Gerrard was about.
Tony, brilliant talking about Gerrard with you this morning. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Steve.
This is Radio City Talk.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.